Enemies of the People, the Rothschilds and their Corrupt Global Empire, December 2022. Preface. I'll start off with a quote. An anarchist outrage on one of the Rothschilds is not greatly to be wondered at. In France, as elsewhere, they are so wealthy and hold so prominent a place that they stand out as the natural objects which anarchists would seek to attack. End quote. So wrote the Times in London in the summer of 1895. And my aim in this essay is to argue that this state of affairs remains true today, even though my own weapon of choice is the humble written word rather than a homemade letter bomb. But before we go any further, there are a couple of things we need to get straight. First of all, as an anarchist, I know full well that the current toxic combination of money and power existed well before the Rothschilds played any important role in our society. See my books, The Withway or The Stifled Soul of Humankind. By 1793 and the birth of Meyer Amschel Rothschild, founder of the Frankfurt banking dynasty which was to achieve such global financial dominance, Europe had already become a modern commercial society. A Gesellschaft, in Ferdinand Tönnies' terms. Without this underlying condition, the weakening of healthy social cohesion and cultural values by the domination of mercantile thinking, our world could not have been taken over to such an extent by financial schemers. I would even say that the trajectory of our civilizational descent rendered inevitable the eventual seizure of widespread control by a group such as the Rothschilds. The fact that it turned out to be them in particular was mere historical chance. Secondly, I am well aware that the Rothschilds are Jewish and that therefore even to invoke their name and influence is regarded by some as proof of so-called anti-Semitism. However, the truth of the matter lies elsewhere. By focusing specifically on the Rothschilds, my aim is to distinguish them from the Jewish community into which, when it suits them, they tend to melt away so as to protect themselves from specific scrutiny. A concealment aided and abetted by those who refer loosely to Jewish interests when they mean the Rothschilds. I do not regard Rothschild attitudes and activities as typically Jewish. In so many ways, they have more in common with the old European upper classes with whom they have enjoyed such a fruitful symbiotic relationship over the centuries. Moreover, I'm not singling out the Rothschilds because they're Jewish, but rather in spite of that fact. I'm painfully conscious that there are people who seem unable to distinguish between certain Jewish people in particular and Jewish people as a whole. Writing this piece while attempting to give no ammunition to such elements has been a thanklessly delicate task. It would have been 1,000 times easier to have written about the Rothschilds if they had been one of Europe's many historical Roman Catholic or Protestant banking families. Nobody would have imagined for a moment that my criticisms applied to all or even most Catholics or Protestants. But these other dynasties have not played the same central role in creating all that is worst in our contemporary world. And so it is on the many sins of the Rothschilds that I am nevertheless obliged to focus.